I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan, a movement to force Christians out of their jobs is gaining steam. MNN reported recently on Christian nurses being forced out of hospitals. Nehemiah from FMI talks about the latest case.
Riaz Gill, he's a Christian man. He was promoted as a senior head clerk at Jinnah Hospital in Karachi. And shortly after receiving this promotion, Gill was abused and threatened by Muslim co-workers who refused to work under the leadership of a Christian. I want to tell you here, I want to remind you that Christians in Pakistan are considered outcasted and untouchable.
What's more, authorities have refused to intervene. Nehemiah says Pakistan's believers find it more and more difficult every day to get jobs. And with corruption so rampant in Pakistani workplaces, infrastructure and social services are in shambles. Let's ask God to provide for believers, comfort them, and embolden their faith. And Horizons International wants to bring sustainable help to Lebanon. For that reason, they're buying land in the Bekaa Valley, a fertile region in eastern Lebanon. Pierre Hosni says the land already has wheat growing on it, but they also plan to grow vegetables and other crops that can be grown throughout the year. And this will be a place where food and the gospel intersect.
To have an agricultural community that's centered on Christ is just so exciting to me, because those same parables that he spoke in an agrarian setting are going to be spoken on this farm, and we're going to be seeing life transformation for these Syrian refugees and needy Lebanese people.
Hosni encourages listeners to support projects like this in Lebanon. Emergency aid, while important, often evaporates quickly. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.